This is Dr. Schumacher dictating a progress note on Almeda Coffee, COFFEY, Almeda, ALMETA. The place was home, the private residence. Date was August 24th, 2022. New paragraph, chief complaint. Mrs. Coffey was seen regarding a wound of her right heel with necrotic tissue, period. She also has hypertension by history and had cervical spondylosis. New paragraph, history. Mrs. Coffey provided information. She also had a friend from her church provide some information, period. She has a necrotic right heel ulcer that is black and it's become more open and there's moist spots, period. It is not completely dry, period. She thinks it worsened gradually for a few months and became more open, period. She's been followed by home care, period. They note the necrotic tissue, period. She has some pain with dressing changes, but overall she's not in pain most of the time, period. She's poorly mobile and has a right side weakness because of her cervical spondylosis, period. She had myelopathy and radiculopathy, and even though she had surgery, she didn't really make a complete improvement of the right side, period. New paragraph, she has health history of hypertension. That's well controlled now, period. She does fall, and she had a fall and has pain in the right shoulder and stiffness, but it doesn't seem different than baseline because there's always been decreased range of motion, period. I did not see any ecchymosis, period. I was able to move the arm and shoulder, but not to the full range of motion. New paragraph, her friend states she's become more and more forgetful, but she was well-oriented today, period. She does seem to have difficulty hearing and has poor vision, period. New paragraph, review of systems, no fever or chills. Eye, she has decreased vision, and her right eye is nearly blind. Her left eye has poor vision, period. She couldn't do the clock draw because of difficulty with vision. ENT, no earache or sore throat or hoarseness. Respiratory, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum. Cardiovascular, no chest pain or palpitations. GI, no complaints. GU, no complaints. New paragraph, past history is positive for essential hypertension, frequent fall, cervical spondylosis, dysthymia, right side weakness. New paragraph, family history. Her mother had Alzheimer's. New paragraph, examination. She's not acutely distressed or ill-appearing. Temperature 97.9, blood pressure 126 over 68, respiratory rate 18, pulse was 72, head and neck, pupils that can react to the light. She has poor vision, eyelids and conjunctiva normal, extraocular movements are intact, oral mucosa normal, use normal inspection. Lungs were clear to percussion and auscultation without labored breathing. Cardiovascular, normal S1, S2, no gout, no murmur. Slight edema, but not severe. Abdomen soft and non-tender. CNS, cranial is normal, period. She has definite right side weakness, period. New paragraph, mental status. In orientation of time, she got 4 out of 5, period. She knew the month, year, day, and season, but not the date, period. She was perfect in orientation to place, and that she knew the place, city, state, county, and floor, period. She could register 2 out of 3 objects, and in recall, she got 1 out of 3, period. I could not complete the mini-cog, period. New paragraph, her feet. The right foot has a necrotic ulcer, and it's moist, and was actually able to remove most of the dead tissue, period. There was some pain with it, period. Her pupil pulses were palpable, period. New paragraph, assessment and plan. 1, Mrs. Coffey has a right heel ulcer and necrotic tissue, and I did some debridement, and I will order Santyl topically daily, period. I also order clindamycin 300 milligrams 3 times a day for a week, period. Because her pain is quite severe with dressing changes, and in general, I'll order Norco 5325-1 BID as needed, period. She's out of this, and they only give it to her when she absolutely needs it, period. She can have Voltaren gel 4 times a day for her right upper extremity pain and any other pain she has with respect to her joints. Two, she has hypertension, which is stable. I will continue amlodipine 5 milligrams daily, period. Three, she has glaucoma, and I'll continue the dorzolamide time while drops as prescribed by ophthalmology, period. Four, she has dysthymia, and I will continue Zoloft 25 milligrams daily, period. She's going to have Ambien 5 milligrams nightly if needed for sleep, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating, end of dictation.